Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Lambe. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Lambe is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Lambe. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, the sun is just coming up over the hills outside my office window, and it's a lovely time of day. I rejoice in the beauty and the quiet of the morning. But even in the quiet, I find my mind is not quiet today. There's so many choices and decisions to make in life, aren't there? Some choices we must face will have life-changing ramifications. Others, like what we'll cook for breakfast or even if we'll have one, still take thought and require a choice, even if only a small choice. Some time ago, I came across an interview with Thomas Kincaid, an American painter. He was often called the Painter of Light. He painted wonderful cottages and churches nestled in the hills, with a warm light shining from every window out into the snow, casting a golden glow over everything. Just looking at his paintings brought me joy and warmth in my heart. But in an interview, Thomas Kincaid said, "Remember, choice, not chance, determines your destiny." And most of the time, that's true. Sometimes things do happen by chance, and they do determine our destiny. But today, I want to talk about the choices, big or little choices, that do affect our destiny. For instance, just the other morning, I was going to pour milk on my oatmeal, but the milk had gone sour. It was a small event, but it affected my destiny that morning and what I was going to have for breakfast. Well, has your life gone sour? Has it lost its freshness? Have things piled up in your life so that any decision you make won't seem to make a dent because of all of the overwhelming issues you're facing? Maybe you're missing out on each day's opportunities to choose joy by simply allowing your mind to dwell only on your problems. Maybe those issues are turning your life like the sour milk, unusable. Well, at least for me, one way to get out of a sour attitude is to have a song in my heart. And Cheryl Salem, a friend of mine, wrote a wonderful song of encouragement many years ago. And it's my prayer that this song will inspire you wherever you are and whatever you're facing. Here is Cheryl singing her song, "It's Too Soon to Give Up."
It's too soon to give up.
Tells us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And in Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong." It may hurt sometimes, and everything may seem against us, but God's promises are for us. Let's use them.
You've been wounded in battle. You're broken and you're bruised, but in the power of our Lord, this war you will not lose. faith, hold on. Believe now in His plan for you, and He will make you strong.
Make you strong.
It's too soon to give up, though the storms of life are raging, and you feel your heart is breaking inside of you. It's too soon to give up.
Yes, it is too soon to give up. No matter what you're facing today, just know that we serve a God of unlimited grace and favor and blessing. And with the Lord by your side, it is too soon to give up. I'm talking about choices on this program, big and little choices we face each and every day. Since I'm a person who often thinks in pictures, I find that God teaches me that way, too. Some years ago, some friends invited me to spend the afternoon up at their mountain home in the little town of Idlewild. They had remodeled a small, dark log cabin that had once belonged to the old-time movie actor Charles Laughton. They kept the little one-room cabin with the rock fireplace and built around it, adding rooms and balconies, bedrooms and kitchens, all hanging out over the mountain edge. Well, the original cabin was small and dark, but what they created was an incredible house full of sunlight, with balconies and pots of flowers and endless vistas down to the valley floor. It reminded me of what God must think when He looks at us. He remembers the old dark cabin we used to be before we knew Him. And He rejoices as He sees our hearts and mind change as we make choices to follow after Him. The Apostle Paul often wrote about making choices, and then he wrote that God loves to shower His kindness upon us. He wrote, God in the ages to come wanted to show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Yes, God too made a choice to send Jesus to our world, that He might die for you, so you would have eternal life, the greatest of all choices, just for you. So let Jesus speak through this song, and then invite Him to come into your heart as you listen to these words. Some of them are, amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you. So here they are, the group called Voices of Praise, singing for you now, Amazing Love. God's love is so amazing, and it's available to each one of you today. I hope that song blessed you and reassured you. I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm so glad you're listening wherever you are in the world. And today, I'm talking about the many choices we are faced with. I know that in some countries, you're faced with the possibility of war, or maybe not having enough food. So many things happen around the world, and here in America, we're also sometimes faced with hard choices. Do you struggle with sometimes being overwhelmed with your choices? Everybody makes them, and often, sometimes without much thought. It's just something we do. For instance, why do you eat the way you do? Is it healthy? Why do you choose the way you choose? Think about this. Today's choices will affect you tomorrow. You can face each problem and situation with optimism, or you can think, why does this always happen to me? I know a man who often says when something disappointing happens, why did God do this? Well, usually it's not God doing it, whatever it is. No, maybe it's just circumstances of the world or other people's choices, or maybe even his own choice that months ago that he set things in motion now. Or sometimes things do just happen and we don't have a ready explanation for it. Yes, bad things do happen to good people, as one author wrote. And you may not have a choice about the circumstance. It may have been thrust upon you. But you always have a choice in your attitude. You always have a choice in asking Jesus to walk with you, to give you wisdom in the middle of your circumstance. In the modern translation of the Bible in Proverbs, Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." Oh yes, that's what Jesus loves to do. He wants to be your best friend and help you with your plans, with your choices. And you can design your future by choosing today's path carefully, for eternity is a very long time. So while you listen to this next song, why not take a moment and ask God to help you with the choices that you are facing, to help you, to give you His wisdom and His grace in the middle of your circumstance. So here is Martha Borg singing for you, "I Call Him Lord."
Call him Jesus.
Yes, Jesus does want to be your Lord and to help you make wise choices in all of your life. Well, on this program, I'm talking about making choices. Through the years, of course, like you, I've had to make many choices. And many years ago, after moving to a new town from San Francisco, it soon became obvious to me that my security depended more on people and relationships with my friends and family than in God. I missed my friends, even the shops I knew and the tree-lined streets I loved. And in this new town, the strength of my self-security began to crumble. God spoke to my heart one windy day of the true life and security that only He can give. "Look out the window," He said. "See the houses man has made? They appear so sturdy, so strong, so immovable in the wind. Let a strong enough wind come, and the house will blow down." And then I noticed the tall palm trees outside my window, and another thought came in my heart. "Notice the palm trees. They look as if they'll break with all the bending of the wind. But because of their strong root system that goes deep down in the soil, they can bend and sway in the wind, but come through the storms standing tall." And I knew I had a choice. And how about you? You too can live a life of true security by letting Jesus be your strength and placing your root system deep in His love, so you can live in His love, in His security. Or you can live with your own self-made security, which won't keep you when you're facing storms in your life. Well, in the book of Isaiah, it says that we should be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And it's my prayer for you that, like the tree swaying in the winds of adversity, that you will cling tightly to Jesus no matter what trouble blows upon your life. And now I want to play a wonderful song of encouragement for you. Here is Del Decker and friends singing, "It Took a Miracle."
Though here His glory has been shown, we will not fully see the wonders of His might and throne until eternity. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when He saved my soul, cleansed and
yes, it did take a miracle of love and grace for each one of us, didn't it? It's so amazing to think that the God of the universe, who sets the stars and planets in space and keeps the moon in orbit, also chooses to come and live in your heart if you ask Him to. Oh yes, that's the best choice you could ever make. I've been talking about making wise choices on this program, and many of the ideas have come from my 31-day devotional book that I wrote called Reflections. It would be my gift to you if you would like to write and ask for it. You can email me with your address or drop a note, and my announcer will give you the information at the end of this program. And whenever I speak about choices, my friend Dory, who is now in heaven with Jesus, used to laugh and say, "Whenever I hear someone teaching on choices, I always think of you, Samantha." Well, I guess I do often think about making choices in some form or the other, because I believe we make so many choices, often without much thought, and later find that they affect our lives for years to come. The Bible itself is a book about stories of people and the choices they made. Some choices were a blessing, but some took them into slavery. And of course, we all make many choices that will affect others too. For instance, you have an opportunity, a choice to write and be an encouragement to me. Encouragement's an important thing, and like everyone else, I need encouragement too. I need to know you're listening. It would be so wonderful if you would make the choice to write or email me and let me know that this ministry is touching your life. This ministry is 100% listener supported, so would you consider making a gift at this time? Just listen to the announcer for the contact information. And now our time together is over. Besides the devotional reflections, which I will send to you as my gift, whether or not you can donate, you'll find other books as well as CDs of our past Psalms of Hope programs on my website. So you'll also find me on Facebook. So do tune in, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.